Good day, everyone, and welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Now, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Elaine Papanicolo.
Welcome, everyone, to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is researching and reporting application performance analyzer problems. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask attendees to answer a few quick questions via e-meeting polling. Then after that, we're going to open the lines for questions and answers. Today's presenters are Jason Liu and Franca Reuter. Jason has been with IBM for over 20 years. He worked in COBOL Level 2 support and in COBOL and QMS product development. He joined Language Level 2 support in 2000, and in 2005 he joined the support team for Application Performance Analyzer. Franca joined IBM in 2002 as a member of the product development team for DB2 for ZOS. She has been in Language Level 2 support since 2003. Starting in 2005, she joined the team supporting Application Performance Analyzer. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Jason Liu.
Hi, this is Jason. This presentation is like what you see in the agenda for introducing the Application Performance Analyzer support site, how to get the documentation to report the problem. APA is new product that replaced IBM's old APM, which is the Application Performance Monitor, and it's more serviceable and more reliable. So, slide 2. We're discussing some of the features available of the APA support site that will aid in learning more about APA product and also assist in resolving problems you may encounter using the product. Slide 3 is the main support site. From this site, you will hopefully be able to get to all the information you will find useful in using and supporting the product. I've highlighted some of the key features I'll be going over in more detail. So feel free to go to the support site and explore some of the features. Slide 4, please. Much of the information available of the support site is in the form of tech notes. Tech notes are the items created by IBM's support teams to provide answers to problems or to document information that may be useful to programmers using our product. This is just a sample of typical tech note based on a problem record reported to the support center. And you can see that there's a problem description, the cause, and solution is there as well. Slide 5, please. Under the Solve a Problem header, you will find a link to the latest APA service information. This link points to a tech note that contains all the information on the fixes available for the various release of APA for ZOS. This item is updated when a new PDF for Application Performance Analyzer release becomes available. APA ships multiple fixes via a single PDF, so we always advise being on the latest PDF for release. Currently we have two releases, release 1 and 7. You can go to this item to determine what the latest PDF level is. Okay, slide 6. Instead of periodically checking the site for the latest PDF information, you can be informed of key updates to tech notes by using My Support. My Support is a feature that allows you to customize your support experience. You can choose to receive a weekly email that will inform you when a key tech note has been added to a support site. My support users are notified via email when the latest APA for ZOS service information tech note is updated. The details on setting up My Support is available under the Request Email Updates link. For those who use RSS to monitor website content, this feature is also available in the Stay Up to Date section of the support site. Slide 7, please. The Search Support section of the web page contains a box where you can place search arguments. You can limit your results by clicking on just tech notes and APARs, or you can make your search more broad. This search just includes items specific to Application Performance Analyzer. You'll notice at the top of every IBM web page is also an area where you can enter search arguments. and that search is allofibm.com. Slide 8. If you find a PDF either via search or the latest service information, TechNote, you can order the PDF via the link under the Downloads section. This directs you to the ZOS TechNote site, which requires you register. Once you're registered, you can enter PDFs that you would like to retrieve. You will receive a link by email to an FTP site where you can download the PDFs you ordered. This is an alternative to IBM Link, which is the way many customers order PDFs on COS. This is nice when you don't have an IBM Link ID of your own. There's also a link where you can check the status of your PDF order under the download link. Slide 9. Okay, in the left navigation area of the support page, you will find a link to the library page. The library page contains all the menus related to Application Performance Analyzer. As you can see, there's user guide, message guide. It also contains programs, directory for the product. Page 10, please. Under the Learn section of the support site is a link to the APA Application Development Tools Information Center. This is a centralized search repository that includes all the documentation and selected TechNotes for all the various products that make up the application development offerings at IBM. I will encourage everyone to explore the Info Center and check out the information available off this link. For APA, the Information Center contains a whole separate frequently asked question section that was put together by our technical sales reps and also contains how-to reference card. There are just a few items you may not run across everywhere. Slide 11. Here's what you see at the bottom half of the support page. There are a few additional links I wanted to point out that you may find especially useful on this half of the page. Slide 12, please. The Look At Message facility is a ZOS site that allows you to search on messages and events. It's a great place to quickly look at message you may be seeking for various IBM products. Go ahead and try putting an error message received from any IBM product and see if you like this feature. We use this all the time in level 2s. The product support lifecycle link contains the beginning and ending of support dates for various products. The link of APA points to the products that begin with A, but from this link you can look at for end of service dates on products A through Z. The next preventive service planning or PSP link allows you to search for products, PSP upgrades, and subsets. PSP upgrades are targeted for those who install products. They contain updates from IBM support regarding issues related to the product that is most useful when installing. The last thing I wanted to point out is a link to IBM Link for those who use Service Link to report problems that will come in handy if you need to contact Support Center. It's slide 13. Next, I'm going to pass to Franca to continue.
Thank you, Jason. In the remaining part of the presentation, we're going to talk about if you run into problems in APA, what kind of documentation we would like to see from you, and that's going to be like general documentation and problem-specific documentation. And we're going to provide help on how to collect them and how to actually send them to us. Could you please change to slide number 14? Thank you. The general documentation checklist for APA and probably for other products as well, always the first thing to check is the version and the PDF level of your product. In APA, that's fairly simple. You go, you start APA, if you can, and at the command line, you enter the command VER for version. And you will, in return, get the output which tells you which PDF level it is installed. Or the release. And that's always a very important information to provide if you open a PMR to provide in the PMR. The other important information for us is if APA runs together with subsystems like KIGS, DB2, IMS, MQ, it is important for us to know what versions they are running on, like KIGS if it's transaction server 2.3, 3.1, IMS versions, DB2. And there you probably have to go to the support pages for those products to find out how to get it, or go to your system administrators for those subsystems. They will for sure be able to tell you the version of their product. Next slide, please. The problem-specific documentation is for sure depends on what problem you have. We have come up with a list of the most common or the most occurring problems here. If you see an event in APA or, you know, in together with a subsystem, we for sure will need the system mdump for the event. Please, if possible, the sysm dump. Some customers sending us the CE dump, which is not as useful since we cannot use our tools to do a deep analysis on those dumps. So a sysm dump for sure is the best way to provide documentation for an event. If you have a problem with your sample file, the sample file needs to be exported from APA, and you can do this by entering exp in front of the sample file, and then it tells you where it creates the sample file. You will then need to traverse the sample file and send it to our FTP site, which information on the FTP site will come later in the presentation. With APA, you can print reports based on the sample file, and sometimes there are problems with printing those sample files or the generated reports. In this case, again, we would need the sample file to see what's causing the print problem. And again, you need to export the sample file, you need to traverse it, and then FTP the sample file over to the FTP site. If, as I mentioned before, sometimes if APA does not even start up, we would need the starter task of the CAZO starter task. We need the job log from it in order to get through the messages which will be in the job log and to be able to help you. The job log can be sent per email or, again, needs to be traversed and sent to the FTP site. One thing I forgot about the print problem. The best thing for the print problem is, as I said, the sample file and the job output for the APA task. Please change to the next slide. Now we're going to have some more information about dumps, because very often what we have seen in our work is that customers request some help in how to collect dumps. There is a very informative APAR out there on the web. It's II10573, and it's on how to request dumps in a language environment. And it is for, actually, it's not only for LE environment. It contains batch, IMS, DB2, Unix, and KIGS environment on information on how to collect dumps in this for those subsystems. So please refer to this APAR, and we will have the website later in the presentation as well, so you can go there directly. Now, for KIGS dumps, that is not as straightforward as for batch dumps. In KIGS, you need to inform KIGS for which dump code you would like to collect a dump, which means you need to enter the dump code into the dump table, the KIGS dump table. And we have provided you the information and the command to do that. First of all, you can inquire what currently you have to set that dumping is enabled, and you do this by CMT inquire system. The dumping has to be set to sysdump. And then you can add the dump code to the dump table by entering CMT set TRD ASRA at sysdump. In which case, we would then, the next time an event occurs, KIGS would collect a dump for the occurrent ASRA. If this is not done, you can easily see sometimes when an event occurs, if you go to the KIGS log, you will see the message dump was suppressed, which means it was not collected. That's sometimes very unfortunate for us, because sometimes problems cannot be recreatable at will. Then again, take some time to set the dump table up and then for the randomly occurrence of the event to wait. But nothing we can do about this. That's just the way it is sometimes. All right. Could you please change to the next slide? Thank you. Now, once you have collected the information, in order to get them to us, we would require you to FTP them to us. So the preparation again for sending files to the FTP site is the files have to be terced. If they are a PDSE, like the sample file for APA, it needs to be XMIT first and then terced. You cannot terse a PDSE file. After you terse the file, you can then go to your FTP servers and connect to our FTP site, which is ftp.emea.ibm.com. Once you get connected to this FTP site, please log on as Anonymous and use your email address as password. Once you are logged on to the FTP site, you need to change to the directory to IBM/MVS. Once this is all okay, you can finally place the file onto the FTP site. Now, as you can see, we have certain naming conventions on the FTP site which are used to automated processing of the documentation, so it's very important that you follow those naming conventions, which is first the PMR number or the ETR number, then the branch, then the country, and then the file. And it would be helpful for us if you use the extension as well, the file extension, which would indicate to us it's terced, it's transmitted. It just makes our life sometimes easier. And if you would like to know further information on the use of our FTP site, we have provided you with a website for further information. Next page, please. Smaller documentation can be sent per email to us. The IBM EMEA Centralized Customer Data Repository, or we call it simply ECUREP, is our mail gateway for exchanging emails which will be recorded in the PMR. That is a really interesting feature because sometimes we do send emails out and then in addition we need to update the PMR and the same is valid for the customer. However, if you add as email address techsupport@minds.ibm.com and the email subject is again PMR and the ETR number, the branch number, the country number, and then if you like an additional description of the PMR, a short description in the subject line, it will again automatically process and be put in the PMR, which I think is a really good feature. The email attachment size at the moment is set to 30 megabytes. At the moment I have no information if there is a plan to increase this or not, but if you go to the provided web address below, it will for sure tell you if this has been increased or decreased or any changes to the size will be documented on there. Please, so next, can we move to the next slide? Thank you. We have put together a list of useful links for you, which are partially already mentioned in this presentation. The first one is the link to the main page from APA support, which Jason explained further. The next one is where you can find our online libraries, our online documentation for the application performance analyzer. That's always a very handy link because the documentation, I don't know about you, but I hardly print any documentation out. I just go to the link for the libraries and look at them online. They are always up to date and you can search. It's for me a way better way of reading the documentation. Then you will find some information about FTP in the next link. It's a DCF item we have put together on how to send documentation to IBM. The next link regarding email is the one we just talked about, any information you need about how to send emails containing documentation or other information to IBM, you will find under this link. And the last one is again my favorite APAR, which explains how to collect the SysM dump under the LE environment. Again, it contains very useful information for Batch, IMS, DB2, Kix, Unix. Next page. We continue with useful links, which is always important to check is the latest APA PTF. It is always very important that you are on the latest PTF, and it should be kind of the first thing for customer to do before reporting a problem, to see what is the latest PTF and do I have it installed. And as Jason explained, you can have your MySupport set up in a way that you automatically get an email whenever this tech support document is updated. Furthermore, we see the information center, and you can get through all, for the remaining two, you can get through this from the other valuable resources, the lower part of the support website, like the information center, the look at messages, and the PSP planning, the PSP bucket. You have direct links from our support page to it. But just in case, we thought we're going to place the links in here as well. For send and receive documentation, again, it's our FTP. It contains the information for FTPing as well. Next slide, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Development Works offers in-depth technical information. The event links on support pages point you to webcast and conferences information. Visit the WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. In the My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Next page, please. And I would like to hand back to Elaine for her to take over.
Thank you very much, Franca and Jason, for a very great presentation. We'll open the lines for questions and answers.
And there are no questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back over to our presenters for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Jessica. So at this time, we do conclude the presentation. We hope the information was valuable to you, and a replay will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site within a few days. So we hope you'll join us for future presentations, which are announced on that same site. Thank you for joining us, and thank you again, Franca and Jason, for an excellent presentation. Have a great day, everyone.